John Negroponte appeared to sail through his confirmation hearing today before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Negroponte is the president's pick to become the nation's first director of national intelligence. Today, with his wife and two of his five children sitting nearby, he highlighted his qualifications for the job. They include high-profile postings as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and Iraq. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was at today's hearing and has our report.
Over the years, the Senate has confirmed John Negroponte seven times for various jobs. Today marked his eighth confirmation hearing, and given the mostly gentle questioning he received, Negroponte doesn't look in danger of breaking his record. He told senators his focus as intelligence chief will be generating better results from the nation's 15 intelligence agencies. And he promised to speak plainly when advising the president.
I believe in calling things the way I see them. And I believe that the president deserves from his director of national intelligence and from the intelligence community the unvarnished truth.
Over more than 3 hours of questioning, Negroponte was notably short on details about his plans. He offered no insight into precisely how he intends to generate better intelligence. Negroponte only recently returned to Washington from his posting in Baghdad, and he conceded he's been on a steep learning curve getting ready for this new assignment. At one point, he struggled to remember the name of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, one of the larger agencies which analyzes satellite photos and makes maps. But Kansas Republican Pat Roberts, who chairs the committee, urged Negroponte to take advantage of starting with a blank slate and to shape the job as he sees fit.
As the first DNI, you will establish historic precedents that will define all future DNIs. We can legislate powerful authorities all day long, but as the history of the position of the Director of Central Intelligence has shown, if the first DNI does not exercise his authorities, it will be difficult for any subsequent DNI to do so.
The day's sharpest questions concern Negroponte's time as ambassador to Honduras in the early 80s. Human rights groups allege he covered up abuses by CIA-funded Honduran death squads. Today, Negroponte pointed out that all of Central America was in turmoil during his years there, and he insisted he always acted professionally.
Whatever activities I carried out, whatever courses of action I recommended in Honduras, were always entirely consistent with applicable law at the time.
That answer did not satisfy Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden. He cited gaps between Negroponte's version of events in Honduras and the assessments of the CIA and human rights groups. Gaps so big, Wyden charged that, quote, it's almost as if you were ambassador to a different country.
I see a pattern, essentially, of you ducking the facts, and we're making a call now about your judgment. And it looks to me like you saw things through an administration-colored lens then.
Other senators pursued the Honduras question, but no new details emerged to threaten Negroponte's confirmation. Another theme senators seized on, whether Negroponte believes he's adequately armed for turf battles ahead. Pat Roberts said he hopes Negroponte is ready to give, quote, a kick in the pants to recalcitrant spy agencies, though Roberts acknowledged that might not always be welcomed.
As you know in Washington, why politics and turf is a zero-sum game. Just by showing up on your first day of work, you have already have stepped on quite a few toes.
Negroponte replied he expects the intelligence job to be his most challenging in more than 40 years of government service. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.